This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Education Secretary Arne Duncan is expected to sit down with some powerful CEOs today at the Business Roundtable meeting. On the agenda, new education standards called the Common Core. With the standards under attack by some conservatives, businesses are launching a PR campaign in their defense. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
One of the biggest boosters of the Common Core is ExxonMobil. Its CEO wrote an op-ed this month in the Wall Street Journal, and the company has run this ad on TV.
45 states have joined together to ensure consistent academic standards across America.
The standards were crafted by governors and state education officials, but pushed by the Obama administration. So Tea Party conservatives have mounted a campaign against what they call a federal intrusion. The Business Roundtable is planning its own ads to fight back. One of its member companies is trying a more grassroots approach, holding forums for employees to explain the Common Core. Carlos Contreras is U.S. Director of Education for Intel.
The polling that we've done as part of these forums indicate that about 50% of the parents just don't know.
Contreras says when they come into these sessions, about 27% of employees approve of the standards. When they leave, it's closer to 80%. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.